Katrina, Katrina Fowler, Fowler, 310-666-9721-23. Chief complaint, hypertension. Number one, I'm out of medication. Number two, COPD. Number three, recent exacerbation of COPD. Next number, leg pain. Next number, needs a mammogram. Next number, family history of stroke. Next number, follow-up of carotid stenosis. Next number, follow-up of LBH. This is a 57-year-old woman, married, 42 years, two children, lives on a farm in close to Cleveland, Texas, period, in Tarkington. How do you spell that? T-A-R-K-I-N-G-T-O-N? Tarkington, is that where you live? Tarkington, Texas. She comes in today for follow-up of medical issues and problems. Her blood pressure is elevated, and this has caused her medication. She's out of her medication. This has caused her blood pressure to be elevated. COVID immunization. COVID immunization. She didn't have it. COVID immunization.
You might.
What are you getting? COVID immunization is up to date. I think she said she had it. Allergy none, medication. Let's make a medication list for her. First of all, lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 25 once a day. Then esomeprazole, 40 milligram once a day, Nexium. Then albuterol inhaler, PRN. Then Advair, twice a day, 100/50. Then she received Naproxen and steroids today for hand pain and DJD symptoms. Those are an allergy none. Social, she does smoke, she doesn't drink, married 42 years, had a hysterectomy 23 years ago, never been on hormone replacement, medical problems, hypertension, asthma, gastroesophageal reflux, history of high cholesterol, that needs to be rechecked today, COPD, arthritis. Surgery, tonsils, and hysterectomy. Then family history. Dad died of massive MI, had a history of stroke. Mom died of breast cancer. Maintenance colonoscopy has been done. Mammogram is overdue. She received a prescription for that today. 115 pounds, no significant change. 99%, 98.9, 1686, 158 over 84. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash, on mucosa with amnesia, logical, non-focal. Number one, as far as blood pressure is concerned, refill lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. Number two, checking her carotid ultrasound, follow-up of carotid stenosis shows at least a 25% occlusion left side. Next number, this needs to be checked on a yearly basis. Next number, PVD noted in the lower extremity. Next number, minimal intermittent claudication symptoms. Next number, high cholesterol, most likely needs a statin because of the fact that she has carotid stenosis, but we wait till that comes back. Next number, LVH. Next number, lymphadenopathy. Next number, medical dose pack for naproxen for her hand pain. Next number, must quit smoking. We talked about that again. Next number, mammogram ordered. Next number, hypertension. No sign of renal vascular hypertension. Her renal ultrasound and renal Doppler are within normal limits. Next one was abdominal ultrasound was done because of GERD symptoms. No gallstones noted. Next number, discuss findings with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.